Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Here, Bird Show.
Okay, we are back. I don't know if you guys have been listening the last 20 minutes live or not, but we are having some technical problems here. So we haven't been able to do the show until just now.
But cheers to Engineer Chad, who got us back on the air and got our board back up and working.
That guy, woo, man. Woo, woo. Seriously, he is the hardest working employee of this show. So thank you. Yeah, but we're back. All right, so let's talk about it. Let's talk about the day yesterday, man. How was the rest of the day? Dropping Jimmy off.
Yep, so I met my husband and Jimmy over at his new preschool. He's actually like at an actual elementary school. Went in, did the handoff with the teacher. All went well. I forgot to mention there was this one mom, because there's always going to be that one kid or two kids who are going to have some serious separation anxiety. And this one little boy was not having it.
Sure.
He was not having it. And the way mom, she could play for the NFL, the way she juked him out and ran out the door, and then the teacher grabbed him and took him over. I was looking, and she did. She just turned one of these. She's kind of like Heisman the kid.
Yeah.
And then juked him and then headed out, and she's like, bye! And well, the teacher grabbed him, and they are so used to this.
You know, as you're saying this, I'm thinking, if you can try and take this whole experience from a five-year-old's standpoint,
at
4 years old, and his vantage point, going to an elementary school is like going to a college campus for a guy that little.
Yes.
You know, so it must have been so intimidating, right, at that age.
Everything is just ginormous, right? And so, from what I could tell, he had a good day. When he got in the car, I asked him, you want to tell me about your day? And he said no. And I was like, all right, if you don't want to talk about it, that's fine.
He's a typical guy. Yeah. All right, you're starting early.
But this was my first interaction with the carpool experience, right? My first carpool experience at the new school. Of course, you get there early to suss out the situation. I had already looked at the map online leading up to this to make sure I knew what I was doing, even took a different route. That way I could turn left into the school instead of taking, you know, or turn right into the school rather, instead of taking a left across traffic. I was like on it. And that queue line for the carpool, and I know the first week is going to be insane, and you have to, and I implore all of you, this is like my little PSA, give all the teachers and the administration a lot of grace this week as they work out the kinks, because yeah, that carpool line ain't going to be perfect on the first day.
It was a mess, huh?
It was a hot mess.
Is it Brene Brown that always says, like, keep the effing firsts in mind? It's the first day of school, so you know it's going to kind of be a cluster.
Yep. So I get into the carpool line, and, you know, I didn't get there crazy early because, I mean, there was already a pretty expansive queue. But man, this puppy, it's like one of those lines at Disney where you think you're getting close and then you turn a corner and then you have like a bunch of other lines that you have to go through.
Right.
And I just kept driving and driving, and then I had to turn back around, and then you have to come back up the other way. And then I get to the front, and you know, teachers come to your car, ask who you're there to see so they can queue them up in the hallway. And then I get there to the front, and I mean, they're hustling, man. They are hustling. And plus, it was a little bit drizzly and rainy, and so they're trying to do it with umbrellas. It was a lot yesterday.
Okay.
And then the guy's trying to, like, usher me out, And I stop and I roll my window down and he comes next to me and I just look at the guy and I just nod up my head and I'm like, I need my kid, man. I'm like, I can't roll out of this piece until I got my kid. And he's like, oh. And so he ran inside and there was some confusion because they were yelling for James. Jimmy doesn't answer to James. He only answers to Jimmy, even though I told them, I'm like, hey, it's James. Jimmy, he's like, yeah, we don't know their nicknames yet, but just give us a couple of days, blah, 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 whatever. And then Jimmy got in. He's like, now remember, you can't take a left. You got to take a right. And then I go down there and there's a cop directing traffic, letting people go left. But we're only supposed to. I was like, we're just going to go right.
Yeah.
We're going to get away from all of this. And then you have to pull off to the side because I'm trying to teach my little man how to buckle himself in, but we haven't quite got there yet. So it was an experience.
It's dress rehearsal, except it's go time.
Yeah. And, you know, all this week, again, we can walk him in. So Bart's going to walk him in today and tomorrow and Thursday. And then Friday, Independence Day, they walk in by themselves. And then hopefully we'll have a little bit more of a well-oiled machine and, you know, get the carpool kinks out and stuff like that. But all in all, there were no tears.
That's a lie.
Yeah, from you. There were plenty.
Jimmy did not cry. But man, when I tell you, that kid was, he was like, he was hammered last night, slurring his words because he was so tired. Bart was looking at me. He goes, he is drunk. He needs to go to bed ASAP.
And all the stimuli, the new experiences, yes, and everything else.
Dude, he came up to me. He goes, Mama, I had a big day. I need to go to bed. And I'm like, yes, you do.
Me and my new buddies at preschool were drinking Miller Lite.
Dude, that's what it seemed like because he was over here like, I'm like, what? What's wrong with you?
But his reaction to the whole day was very, like, matter of fact.
Yeah. I tried to ask him. Yeah. I go, so, you know, do you want to tell me about your new friends? Do you know their names? He's like, I don't know their names yet, so they're not my friends yet. And I'm like, all right.
Okay.
Well, once you learn their names, maybe they'll be your friends. But other than, he gave me nothing. I have no idea what they did. I have no idea if nothing.
This is just DNA. This is circuitry. And you and I are going to get into this on a very different topic later on how women's weekends are different than guys' weekends and how we communicate with each other. This is circuitry, man. This is how guys communicate.
No, because this kid, and you know this too, because your girlfriend's son is the same way.
Brr. Yeah.
They talk a lot.
Yeah.
So this was actually very, very odd that he was withholding information. I'm sure once he gets older, especially those teen years, you're going to ask him like, hey, how was everything?
Good.
Yeah. So it's different. It's different kind of verbiage, I think, that we're talking about here. Because, yeah, they do talk a lot, but it goes from dinosaurs to spiders to whatever, right? Mm-hmm. And they won't stop and they have their random thoughts. But when you ask them about their day, like, hey, you just spent an entire day, you know, at the Lifetime Fitness Kids Club, right? What did you do? Nothing.
So, yeah.
I mean, it's kind of in you.
Well, it was so funny because it wasn't even nothing. I was like, how was your day? And he's like, I don't want to talk about it. I look at him and I'm like, you know what? We'll have a very chill, mellow drive. I respect your wishes, sir. And whenever you're ready to talk, I'm here. And we left it at that. And I never heard anything about it.
Here's Jessica to say, look, if you think things are going to change with the carpool line, you are mistaken. Hey, Jessica, good morning.
Good morning, y'all. How are y'all doing?
Good. Thank you.
So, yes, Kristen, it is insane. So my son was able to do pre-K pickup where we live, and it's like where you skip the whole line. I rode by last year waving, saying, ha-ha, I get to go to the pickup, and you just walk up and get your kids. Well, this year he's in kindergarten, and it's the same thing like you said. You try to maneuver and duck and, like, weave and bob all over the place, and you still end up in the line that's in the very back, and you're sitting there like, are we ever going to move?
Yeah. Yeah, it was... Intense isn't the right word. It was just a lot.
It was overwhelming.
Yeah,
it was overwhelming.
First day experience.
So, okay. Well, I'll let you know tomorrow if they've worked out the kinks of the carpool line. But man, when that dude was trying to get me to leave and I rolled down my window and he just kind of looked at me funny and I'm like, I need my kid.
He's like, dang it, that's right.
Oh, okay.
It's the Burt Show.
Maybe it's time to go back to basics. Maybe it's time to look at the marriage tips from 1930, or 13, I should say. When you are taking a look at the statistics when it comes to divorce, it's crazy, man. 50%, 60%, what have you, right? So maybe we got to go back to basics. But if you guys, if we went around the room and you said one reason why you don't think marriage works, what is it, Kristen?
Just one.
Just one. The main one.
I'm going to say ego.
Ooh.
Ego. Ooh. Okay.
I'm going to say ego. And mainly because I feel like you have to have, in order to make something worse, in order to make something work, right? Because marriages are work. They shouldn't be a job. Those are two different things. Like if you feel like you're in a marriage that's a job and you're having to work at it every single, yeah, marriages are work for sure. And you put the work in, but at a certain point you have to put the ego aside, because if you don't, you're just going to cannibalize the relationship.
Okay. Ego. Cassie.
Isolation. What I mean is, I think people get into a relationship and they get wrapped up in each other, and you kind of let friends and your hobbies and activities fall to the wayside. And if you're not careful, soon you just have each other, but then you're bringing nothing new to the table and you're feeling unfulfilled because all the other parts of your life that your partner can't and is not supposed to fulfill, you're ignoring them. So I think that's a big threat to it.
Okay. Abby, opinion?
For me, I think it's because, and this is just what I'm witnessing in my late 20s as people are getting married. A lot of people are marrying people they don't like.
Yeah.
You need to marry somebody that, yes, you love and you have those feelings for, but you also at a baseline level need to like them.
You've said that before. I think that's so spot on.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I've always maintained, man, is that I think we are marrying people that we like when we are younger, but then as we change over the years, you end up evolving, they end up evolving, and you end up being two completely different people at some point. So I would say marrying too young, right?
I mean, that could be, but also I don't want to be married to somebody who doesn't evolve and change.
Mm. Yeah, but the problem, it's not the problem. It's just that I think I've said this before. When you're young, you really still don't know who you are. You think you do, right? But who you are in your 20s and 30s is so different, right? So you're evolving one way, he's evolving another way, or not evolving at all. And you just end up looking at each other like, I liked that person back then, but not now. So maybe that's it. So let's go back to 1913 and see if their tips help us out.
Yeah, the statistics were a lot better when women were forced into marriage because they had no financial autonomy. But let's listen to their advice instead, because it might be timeless or it might be something that should have aged out back in 1913. So this comes from an Instagram account called @thehistory.source, and they shared a newspaper clipping about marriage advice, the do's and don'ts for both wives and for husbands. And some of these are crazy. I'll start with some of the ones that are a little bit less insane. So this is from the Four Husbands column. So this is specifically advice for husbands to have a successful marriage, as said in this newspaper clipping again from 1913. It says, don't talk down to your wife. She has as much intelligence as your colleague at the office. She only lacks opportunity because it's 1913. Talk to her of anything you would talk to a man, and you'll be surprised how she expands.
Well, that's neat. Yeah. I feel like that's, for 1913, that's a very progressive right. view for 1913.
I love that's your take. I'm like, how neat that they have to be told by a magazine to respect their wife and she has a brain.
I love that it acknowledges the lack of opportunity.
Yeah.
Like, we're really just reading the elephant in the room here. It also says, don't say your wife wastes time reading, even if she only reads fiction. I love the fact that women haven't changed in 100 years. Like, that's great that they were reading fairy books back in the day, too. It also says, don't sneer at your wife's cookery or bridge playing, whatever that is, or singing.
It's
or
a game.
It's card like a game. Card game, yeah.
Bridge? Mm-hmm. Bridge playing?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. It's a game.
You're so young.
Or singing, or indeed anything else she does. Don't increase the work of the house by leaving all your things lying about in different places. If you are not tidy by nature, at least be thoughtful. Don't try to regulate every detail of your wife's life. Even a wife is an individual and must be allowed some scope.
Even a wife is an individual.
Again, very progressive for 1913.
They would have loved this in the Gilded Age. And last, for the don'ts for the husband catalog, column for husbands, don't keep all your jokes for your male friends. Let your wife share them. The wives category is a lot crazier. It literally says, don't let your husband wear a violet tie with grass green socks.
Seriously?
I feel like they're talking down to the women. Don't forget, your wife is intelligent too.
You're responsible for your man's stress as well.
This is The Burt Show.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions.
Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Not possible to get through life alone. Every now and then you just need some help. So here's what we're trying to do for 100 days is help you out. Big ways, small ways, and we're calling it 100 Days of Good Goes Round.
The Bert Show's 100 Days of Good Goes Round.
All right, let's start on Saturday here. Tommy, how did you help out?
I'll tell you what, my wife Renee is on a mission. If we could take a dump truck and put our house and like tilt it into the dump truck and then take that to the Goodwill, I think we would have everything that we're going to eventually take to the Goodwill at the Goodwill. But we're having to do it in small doses, and Saturday was one of those days. Our Goodwill, I think they know us by first name. Between donating and me going in and buying records and books, Goodwill is the happening place. And that's what we did. We got rid of some clothes and stuff. We're thinning out the herd in the house, and we dropped it off at the local Marietta Goodwill over there on Whitlock Avenue.
Okay, we will call that one day 62. Day 63. Kristen.
I have partnered with Canine Assistance for many, many years now. If you do not know, they educate dogs to become therapy dogs. Also dogs that can help those with diabetes or epilepsy. A lot of these dogs that graduate from Canine Assistance go on to be therapy dogs at children's hospitals. So they're the dogs that go around and make the kids feel better, you know, and have the visits when they're in the hospitals. Like these dogs and what they are able to educate them and what they are able to teach them, it's incredible. So for years, I've been visiting them, and now I got Jimmy, my four-year-old, in on the mix. And so we went for our annual visit and got to say hi to the pups, dropped off some donations, and you know, got to meet the new litter of puppies. Mama was so proud, y'all. She was so funny. She was just sitting there like, look what I did. Wagging her tail like, look what I did. All 11 of those are mine. Look what I did. Aww. So we had the best afternoon hanging out with them. And I asked Kizzy from Canine Assistance, hey, so what do you guys need help with? And so I don't know if y'all know this, but they do graduations for the dogs when they graduate from Canine Assistance, and they get placed with families. And again, this is a nonprofit. Like these dog, like their services are free for those who need these dogs. So they have, again, a graduation coming up in September, and they have an Amazon wish list that they need help with. So we're going to post that under our 100 Days of Good Goes Round. So if you see some items on there that you'd like to purchase for their graduation when the dogs get placed with their new owners, or at a, or actually this placement is going to be for a hospital placement camp. So their dogs are going to go to different hospitals around the country. And again, check out my Instagram, because Jimmy and puppies, what more could you ask for?
These dogs are a symbol of freedom is really what they are. You know, we used to say this about wheelchairs also on Bert's Big Adventure. Sometimes when you take a look at a person and you're like, oh, they're in a wheelchair. What they explained to us, our kids have explained to us, is like, it's the only way I get around, man. This is freedom for me. And these dogs are the same way.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So today, Cassie, needs some help. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, guys. How are y'all?
Really good. How can we help you out?
All right. So I'm going to try to get through this.
without breaking down, so just bear with me.
Look, we have a long string now of days where we have been crying on the show, so please keep us going.
I've been so good up until now before I talk to you guys, all right. So here we go.
Please keep it going.
So the ask is that I would like to have a day of getting my hair done, color, blowout, everything and anything that I can do just to get this mop on my head to look like it belongs there. And I haven't had it done in a long time because it was always a gift from my mom. Like if I ever needed it or she noticed that roots were coming in, I didn't need to be there, she would always treat me with it. But unfortunately, I haven't had that treat in about 7 years. She passed away in 2018 on March 11th. And I've never really had the financials and anything to get this to go. And I've gone to Great Clips and it's not the same. I mean, the cut they gave me last year was god awful. I'm trying to stay away from that as much as possible.
Sure.
And I think what I missed the most about it was when I had it done, it was always like, let me see a photo or come by and let me see it. And it was just always, oh my God, you're so gorgeous. It looks so good. You know, she was always my biggest cheerleader, and I just don't have that anymore. So I never really came to terms to actually, you know, getting it done again. So I haven't done it in like 9 years. And my natural has come out. So I kind of wanted to continue with keeping that color, but I just haven't been able to do it. And I want to do it for her. And it's just crazy because I feel like this is her sending me to you guys in a way, because I didn't think I was going to get a call. So.
Well, we're glad you did.
Yes.
That I really need.
We're really glad you did. And like we said, man, you just can't go through life alone. You know, you got to ask sometimes. You guys can speak to this better than I can on what it's like for a woman, especially her hair. You know, the value of hair and how it makes you feel.
Well, I'm proud of you for reaching out. And grief is a forever journey. And I think you said your mom passed away back in 2018.
Yes, ironically, Kristen, she passed away 3 months or like six, 5 months exactly to the day before your dad.
Yeah, no, it's so funny you say that, babe, because I'm looking at March 11th. My dad's anniversary of passing away is August 11th. So we are, and it was in 2018. So girl, we are right there together. And so it's something I've realized too, like you, it's not like the major holidays. It's not like Christmas or Thanksgiving or even birthdays. It's things like this that were special just between the two of you that are the bigger trigger days that make it hard to cope. So what we're hoping to do here, and again, I know some people will look at this, and we have said anything big or small. For some, going to the salon and getting your hair did isn't that big of a deal, but this is going to be monumental for you.
Yeah, and those trips you've requested to Dubai to party, those are a big deal. Yeah. Okay, we just can't fulfill a lot of those. This is just as big.
And so, and for this isn't even about like your typical salon experience where you do like you go in and you're sitting there and you have your hair in the foils or whatever and you have that black cape on and you're looking rough. I don't know why you always look the roughest when you're at the salon sitting in the chair with the cape on and all that stuff in your hair and you're just like, wow, is that really what I look like?
Oh my gosh, I'm giving egg.
I never do before picture. I'm like, I'm not taking a picture right now.
But then afterwards, after you get that pristine blowout and your hair is just healthy and bouncy, and you walk out with a bounce in your step, and you deserve that. And I feel like, correct me if I'm wrong, I feel sometimes we prevent ourselves from doing this, something that is so strongly attached to your mother and the memory of your mother, because you don't want to do something without her, because it almost feels unforgivable. But she would want this for you in so many different ways.
No, she would. And I think that's what it is. It's not so much because she's not here. I think it is because she's not here, but I also think it's because I won't get that affirmation of, you know, how great it looks. I mean, she always would tell me it was beautiful with or without the hair done, but man, she would just parade over the house just how great it looks, how wonderful it is. And a lot of times I do miss that.
I have no doubt that you do. So Tommy reached out to, she is a friend and also my stylist. I've been going to see Jessica Goldstein at J. Gold Salon for a decade now. I trust her implicitly. She is literally like the Picasso of hair, especially when it comes to hair coloring. And Jess is actually on the line right now. Hey, Jess.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Jess, are there times where you look at Bird Show videos and you look at Kristen and you're like, that's not what I did?
Never.
I know what Jess would like to scream. Dry your hair at night before you go to bed.
Yeah, exactly. No, it always looks perfect. We know.
All right. So, Cassie, Jess is going to let you know what J. Gold Salon is going to do for you, okay?
Okay. Hi, Cassie. So it's nice to talk to you. I can't wait to meet you because I would love to get you into the salon. Because if anybody understands how your hair makes you feel, it is me and everybody at my team at J. Gold Salon. So we would love to have you come in, get whatever you want done, color cut, blow dry, whatever that is. And I specialize in like lived in color that grows out really nicely. So I guarantee you we'll get you somewhere that you'll feel really comfortable with.
Thank you so much. I really, truly appreciate this, you guys.
We will make sure that this is a really special day for you. And as Kristen has said, she goes there all the time.
Yes.
So she knows how special you will feel.
I'm there every 6 weeks, girlfriend. Okay. And Cassie, just to add an extra element, because I do feel like we are connected in a special way, even though this is the first time I've ever spoken to you this morning. I'm going to tell Tommy to give you my phone number. That way, when you get your hair done, you can send me a picture and I can tell you how beautiful you look.
Can I get in on that?
I want to get on it too.
Yes.
All
right. Oh my God.
We'll do a group chat. So we'll get your number from Tommy and we will start a special group chat with you. And then you have to promise when you leave J. Gold, you'll send us a photo of your new do and we will.
Without a shadow of a doubt, you guys will be the first ones.
I love it.
Y'all, every morning, I feel like you're my second family. I mean, I've been listening to you guys since I was in high school. I'm not going to say what year because I know that might upset you guys.
I've heard it before. It's okay.
You guys get me through my mornings, and I love y'all so much.
Thank you. Yeah. Really appreciate it. And Jessica, thanks so much. Really appreciate you stepping up.
Of course. Thank you so much for having us do this for you. We are very excited.
All right. Again, thank that's J. Gold Salon, and I'm not even going to be coy about this. We ask you guys, like, look, if you're thinking about getting your hair done in Buckhead or what have you, it would really be great if you could help out the people that are helping our listeners out, and that would be J. Gold Salon.
You could be a J. Gold girl, too. They also do men's cuts. Wink.
This is The Bird Show.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step 3, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bird Show's Entertainment Buzz.
I think Rod Stewart might have gone just a little bit too far trying to pay tribute to his old friend, Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh, this was so creepy. I know the internet was split. Some people thought it was really cool. A great use of AI. I felt so cringe and so uncomfortable watching this.
It's like a boomer trying to be cool. Like, hey, fellow kids, I also know how to use AI.
I just feel like you've got a whole group of people, if you're Rod Stewart, that are your advisors. How did it pass all of them?
So essentially what happened was during a recent concert, Rod was performing his hit jam that everybody knows, even the youths, Forever Young, Images projected. It's not even really so much the images. It's what the images were of. It's like Ozzy Osbourne and Tina Turner taking a selfie together in heaven using a selfie stick.
It's so bizarre.
It's so random. It's AI photos of Ozzy Osbourne, who of course recently passed away, and other artists that are iconic that have also passed, like Prince, Tina Turner, and Tupac, and Michael Jackson.
It was so bizarre. And again, reiterating what Abby said, Ozzy is holding a selfie stick, right? So they're looking up at this selfie stick and they're taking selfies in heaven. The clouds are behind them. And I'm just watching this like Bert, somebody thought this was a good idea. And
probably many.
And if that was my deceased loved one, right? Mm-hmm. I know that like this is considered a tribute. Some people considered it a tribute, thought it was a lovely tribute, right? But as I'm watching it, I'm like, were these people even friends? Like, did Ozzy and Prince even like each other?
Was Ozzy hanging with Tupac?
I don't know. It's so weird.
You know how senior citizens have to take a driving test again when you're older to be allowed on the roads? I feel like when they hit 70, they need to take an internet test.
Yeah.
A content test.
Yes, like, does this pass the vibe check? Is this a scam? Yes or no? And if they failed, then sorry, you don't get access to the internet. And it's for your own safety.
Well, that's why you have advisors around you. Look, when it comes to AI or it comes to like marketing us, I'm out of the loop. That's why Cassie and Rebecca take over and I ask them questions. And quite honestly, they get the final say because they know what they're doing and I'm too old.
Like the fact that we have to think about this stuff and even like maybe put it in our last wills, like will and testament, right? Like you can't use an AI image of me with other AI images to do tributes. Like God forbid something happens to you. Like, and we,
there will be a day where that happens.
I know, but I'm saying like, and we did something similar and it's you in heaven in a selfie stick with all these like iconic radio.
Casey Kasem.
Yes. But at least I know you and Kid Craddock were actually, yes. That, could you imagine?
Kid Craddock, the four of you in a group selfie with a selfie stick.
It's so bizarre.
Distasteful, really. Yeah.
It's just freaking weird.
I feel like their families or estates could sue because they're using their name, their images, their likeness to where it's like, did the families give approval of this?
Okay, let's do this. All right, Kristen, let's do this. Let's just play devil's advocate and let's give grace to Rod Stewart. You are...
I don't like Rod Stewart.
Yeah. Okay, me neither, really. Cassie.
I got you. I will put my biases aside.
Let's give grace. Let's not assume the worst, right? So you are the spokesperson for Rod Stewart, and you guys all came to this decision together because you thought it would be a beautiful tribute. What is their angle on it? You are getting paid a lot of money.
I'm gonna pass to Cass. Okay, so we ran this by every single deceased celebrity's family, and they gave us their approval. We also did thorough background checks to make sure they had loving relationships with Ozzy and were friends with Ozzy, and that's why we decided to do the tribute.
And then you should quit because everything you just said is a lie. They did not go to the Tupac estate and say, hey, you guys cool with this?
I'm just very comforted to find out that they have iPhones and selfie sticks in heaven.
Yeah.
Me and Jesus go vlog together.
And then also, listen, I'm not going to sit here and get into a debate on what the afterlife looks like or heaven, hell, any of that stuff, right? But Ozzy was the Prince of Darkness.
Right.
So the idea.
And I will also say this. In the afterlife, if I go to the afterlife and most people there are taking selfie with selfie sticks, I have gone to hell.
Yeah.
I didn't know it until just then.
Hey guys, this is my most requested videos. This is my Ask Me Anything with Satan.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces. I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s.
Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects.
With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last. Get started today for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com.
This is the new Weight Watchers. It works for members like JoJo, who's learning simple, healthy habits, Sharia, who's making progress with meds, and Kim, who still gets to eat what she loves. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now it's your turn. Watch your life open up. Watch your story shift. Watch what you're capable of. Watch it work. Get started today at weightwatchers.com.